Wednesday of Holy Week, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, verses 14 to 25. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said in reply, "He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You said so." The Gospel of the Lord. My dear family, the readings in this Holy Week point out often to the betrayal. And this is not so that we simply lament what Judas did, but so that we are aware of our own frailty and our danger of betraying Jesus. This happened in the most sublime moment when Jesus is about to give himself, his body, his blood, as a new covenant of love. Jesus is laying down his life to draw us all to himself. He's fulfilling what he had said, "When I am lifted up, I will draw all to myself." But this will take a price. He will have to receive great suffering, and the greatest suffering of all is the betrayal, not only of Judas, but the abandonment of the others, and our own abandonments and betrayals, our indifference in the midst of this great spiritual battle that is going on. So I pray that this gospel touches our hearts to repentance. Now notice that the disciples asked him, "Surely it is not I, Lord." They're asking this because they are aware of their frailty, that we are all in this danger of betraying the Lord. Judas, somewhere along the line as a disciple, in spite of knowing Jesus so well and having witnessed his love, giving himself to all, his miracles, he became bitter against the Lord. Possibly it was because Judas had expectations of a different Messiah, one that will cause a revolution and throw out the Romans. And so when he saw Jesus talking about forgiving and loving our enemies, when he heard Jesus say that he has never seen such a great faith as the one of the centurion, who is a Roman officer, that was too much for him. Probably he thought, Jesus is very spiritual, but he is not aware of the suffering and the pain that our people are going through at the hands of these Romans. He thinks that love and mercy and forgiveness is going to resolve everything, and that's not real, so thought Judas. So he plotted to put Jesus in a very difficult situation, so that he would have to use his power and muster the people to defend himself against the Romans. But when Judas saw that it did not turn out that way, that Jesus continued to love and to forgive and give himself, he despaired and he killed himself. He simply could not let go of his controls, of his ways of thinking. If we want to avoid betraying Jesus, we must give up our ways of thinking. We must give up our controls. We must open our hearts and believe, even though when we cannot understand how the way of the Lord can succeed. It is the way of the cross. It is the way of defeat according to the eyes of the world. To walk with Jesus, to enter the mystery of the cross, the power of the cross, to believe that love is so powerful and can defeat Satan, is essential in order not to betray him. Notice that while all the other apostles called Jesus Lord, Judas instead says, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Now there's a big difference between calling Jesus Lord or Rabbi. Lord is a title that reveals that one recognizes the other with authority, with power. You submit. You become a disciple that receives guidance from he who is the Lord. But Rabbi is just a teacher. And we could recognize somebody's a teacher, but not precisely my teacher or my guide. And so Judas revealed his lack of trust and confidence and right relationship with Christ by his own words. And so Jesus answers him, "You have said so." So it all begins in the heart. It begins in our thoughts. This did not happen just that night. Judas was cooking this for a long time, allowing bitterness in his heart, allowing doubts, rejecting what Jesus was saying in favor of his own plans and ideas. And so he trusted in his own concept of salvation for the Jews instead of really trusting in the Lord's ways. And so we pray today that we trust in Jesus even when we don't understand, even when his way is the cross and it contradicts our own plans and expectations. May the Lord bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.